High Plains Public Radio presents a new series featuring students from West Texas A&M University sharing their experiences as people of the plains. This 12-week series will be presented at this same time every week.
This is A Panhandle Education by Patrick Wyatt and Luke Amos, based on an interview with Louise Baker, a longtime teacher in Canyon, Texas. The school system we have today is different than it used to be. There are new ways of learning simple things, and some things are not taught at all. The emphasis on taking a test far outweighs the things a child needs to know, things such as how to interact with other people or how to critically think on their own.
Now, students, this is the annual assessment of what have you learned this year. When you are given a test booklet, do not open the booklet until I have instructed you to do so. You must use a number 2 pencil and only a number 2 pencil. You must fill the bubble completely. You may use one piece of scratch paper that will be provided for you. There will be no talking during the test, and do not look at your neighbor's test. Good luck, and you may begin.
Hey, Mr. Baker, can I ask you something?
Of course, Jonathan.
Who was the 20th president of the United States?
Oh, well, Jonathan, I wish I could tell you that, but I just can't.
Okay, well, can you tell me why the stars look like shapes in the sky?
Oh, well, they look like Wait, Jonathan, I can't tell you that either.
Well, can you teach me how to read music?
Oh, well, music Nope. Jonathan, that's something else I can't teach you.
Mr. Baker, you're a teacher, right?
Yes, Jonathan, I am.
Then can you show me how to throw a curveball?
Oh, well, you see, a curveball... Oh, Jonathan, I hate to tell you this, but I can't teach you that either.
Then can you tell me who Leonardo da Vinci is?
Oh, well, Leonardo da Vinci, he's a... Oh, Jonathan, I can't teach you that either.
Okay, well, can you tell me why I must open doors for my mom and sister, but nobody ever opens a door for me?
Oh, well, Jonathan, you open doors because... Oh, wait, Jonathan, I can't teach you that.
Mr. Baker, I don't think you know anything. You have not been able to teach me a dang thing.
Well, Jonathan, I know a lot of things, but there are a lot of things that I can't teach you. See, I wish I could teach you that James A. Garfield was the 20th president of the United States, and he was the second president to be assassinated, but I'm not allowed to teach you that. I wish I could teach you that when you look to the sky and see the stars and patterns, that those are called constellations, and they resemble different figures like the Big and the Little Dipper, and even Orion. But again, I can't teach you that. I wish I could teach you that there is beauty in music, and that the spaces and the staff spell F-A-C-E, and the lines spell E-G-B-D-F. But I can't teach you that either. I wish I could teach you that when you throw a curveball, you want your hand to turn in just slightly to make the ball curve as it goes across home plate. But again, that's something I'm not able to teach you. I wish I could teach you that Leonardo da Vinci was an artist who is thought to be one of the greatest artists to ever live, and he even painted the Mona Lisa. But again, I can't teach you that. And I wish that I could teach you that the reason that you open doors for your mom and sisters is because that is the polite thing to do. But I can't teach you that either.
Why can't you teach me any of this stuff?
Well, the reason's simple, Jonathan. I can't teach you any of this because it's not on that standardized test. I'm not supposed to teach you anything that is not on there. There's no astronomy section. There's no history section. There's no sports, art, music, or common decency section either. I'm allowed to teach you what is on that test, and only what is on that test.
Can I ask you one more thing then?
Well, sure, Jonathan, you can ask me anything you want.
If that's all interesting stuff, and it's not on the test, what's the point of taking the test?
Oh, well, Jonathan, that's the first question that you've asked today that I can give you a genuine answer.
Yeah.
And the answer to that is, nobody really knows why we take the test. We just do.
People of the Plains is a production of High Plains Public Radio, written and voiced by West Texas A&M University students and produced by Angie Hafley. More People of the Plains can be found online at hppr.org.